Imelda Marcos and Her Shoes was probably one of the most successful community projects because there was a whole team of people worked on Imelda, and the head and the wig and the jewellery were all done under Doris Fisher's supervision, and with women like Anna Voyak worked on the fabric for the dress, which was, oh, and the big lay of French panties around her neck. So there was drag queens, there were sort of straight acting queens, there were sort of nicely dressed quiet dykes and rough dykes and there was deaf queers. The Waratah Deaf Association got involved in it. And a whole lot of individuals, because there were so many shoes that you could just give somebody a shoe to decorate.
Mm.
And people, I mean, they either painted the shoes or they glittered them, or some of them actually added chunkier heels or completely converted them into cut the toes out and made them strap shoes and whatever. And then the same applied with the actual parade. There was a mass of groups, including Waratah Deaf Association, but there's a few others who, yeah, a whole mix of different people, all, you know, in that one thing. And, of course, they all felt like superstars, just being part of that. The crowd just went berserk because Imelda was such a, you know, notorious figure at the time, and the shoes were such a famous story. And the campness of it.
Yeah.
And it was just something everybody, who, no matter who they were, knew about, loved the story, so they loved the thing. So, yeah, that was a real big success, probably my favourite.